The one thing about John Graham, you can tell when he played in a good Wolves team how good and exciting the kid was. Because if you give him good possession in the final third, any fullback in Championship or League One level has a real problem dealing with him. It's a fantastic cross for the goal, but his first introduction to the player was he goes by the fullback and puts a wonderful cross in, and it's a deflector for corner, but we should score. And then he slipped a couple of times and his decision making wasn't quite there. But that also happens when you get introduced as a wide player who's got frightening pace with a very attacking instinct, and he's has to graft in a 4-4-2 shape really for the team. But you know, he made the goal, we scored the goal, we win the game. It's a tough venue to come, and anyone coming here in the running will have a tough day or a tough evening. We'd done enough to win the game tonight with our second half performance, especially for 35, 40 minutes, but we didn't do enough over 90 to go and make a bit of a Lincoln on Saturday. So we've just said to the players, we came here, we had to patch up a little bit. Players on the bench, probably not right to come onto the pitch tonight, but they'll be right for Saturday. And we took a bit of a gamble here to get players fit. People like Alfie Jones will be 100% ready for Saturday, probably 90% on the bench. Shooter Keith were left out, was on the right. He'd be hopefully right for Saturday. And you can see with the personnel changes we made. But we've only got 18, 19 players. We've not got the squad sizes of others, so we have to have everybody playing a part. And we showed that tonight. Mika Mandrake took off only on a tactical change, nothing to do with his performance. He was probably better than the front two in the first half. You can see first half, they're a little bit quiet. They knew that was near us. But in the second half, after 5-10 minutes, introduction of Graham puts a couple of crosses in. Some of the fans are on the front foot, the fans are singing. We score, brilliant reaction. Connor, powerful header, great cross, perfect header. He's wrapped into the net, players diving into the net with him. Fans try to go and celebrate with him. Incredible. And 3 points is always worth it when you're travelling home. We're almost like a family. We said we have to be like a family. We have to win together, we lose together, we fight together, you know, we laugh together. And a huge, huge credit to our captain, Max Amar, who galvanises that group, and the experienced boys like see Barry and Jack Bonham and that, they get around them, and when it's not been so good at training or matches, and get them motivated, ready to go the next day, and that helps the management team immensely. At this stage of the season, you have to win games. We're just another challenger. There's probably 9 or 10 teams that's going to fight for the playoffs. I think there's probably 2 from 3 that, for me, that will win automatic promotion. But for us to be in there challenging, fighting, working hard, that's a benchmark. I said to the players from day one, I'll stand in front of them, stood in front of them at the start of the season when it wasn't so good. But we've found a system, we've found a way of playing, we've found a way to introduce players that win us games.